When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to our Fall Equinox edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen and Watch, and that will bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And by the way, when you're at the KKNW website, and that would be 1150kknw.com, please take the listener survey. Tell us what you, who you are and what you think, and that's the only way we have of knowing that we are at least somehow serving you in a good way. And speaking of that, well, I am just so excited to be back. I can hardly stand it. And all these smiling faces around me that I haven't seen for 3 whole weeks. Anyway, across the table from me is Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberge, is here. Morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
And look at the sunshine came out for us.
It's a beautiful day, and it's nice to have you all back in the studio.
Oh, so you know. Good. Well, and Kathy, call screener number one, is here. Morning, Kath.
Good morning, Martha.
Did you have to take off your glasses to speak or something?
I do.
My brain is saying hi, and it's like she's in a panic and grabbed her glasses. What are your glasses? You can't talk with your glasses.
I think they're X-ray glasses.
Read minds with that.
And then behind the glass in her private studio would be call screener number two. That's Ajie. Good morning, Ajie. Well, now she's fumbling. I thought we had this worked out.
Hello.
There she is. Good morning, Ajie.
Hi, Martha. Hi, Mike. And hi, Kathy.
So how's it going? You look like you were struggling a little bit in there.
Well, you know, after
all,
got to
put those headphones on.
Yes, now I can hear.
Well, you know, sometimes it takes a while to get back in the saddle again.
It does.
I was driving down here. And, well, actually, it was last evening when I was finishing last-minute show prep. I was thinking, you know, it's actually time-wise, it's been 3 whole weeks since we all have been in the studio together.
Yep.
And that's because we missed 2 shows. I mean, Animal World was still here, thank goodness.
I was still
thanks
here.
To Mike and Kevin and Kim.
Right.
But Martha, Ajie, and Kathy, we were not. And so having done the last show we did was the first Sunday of September. Then there's a whole week before the second Sunday, which we were off. And then a whole week to the third Sunday, which we were off.
And now it's a new season.
And then a whole week.
Yeah.
You're right. It's a new season because the equinox happened.
That's right.
Yesterday.
That's right.
Hello, autumn.
And we're losing daylight.
Oh, that's for sure.
Tuesday, it flops over to where we have more darkness than we do.
Is that when
daylight.
It happens? Oh,
yeah.
I guess I didn't need to know that. Well, and yesterday was a big day because it was the first day I left my house to drive on wet pavement.
That's
man, because
right.
It's been so dry. And then all of a sudden it rained yesterday, and we were like, and I happened to be at a workshop at a horse arena out in Monroe, you know, that has a hard roof, and so the rain on the roof sounds really cool, but it's like everybody, we all kind of eyes got big and like, what's that? Oh, it's rain. Jeez.
We'll find out soon enough.
Well, yeah.
Our
you
time
know,
has come.
But isn't it amazing? I know how quickly you get married to sunshine and 70s.
Well, as we discussed, mm-hmm. I think on our last show that we all did together, I'm looking forward to the rain just so that my car can get a little cleaner.
Well, yeah, you know,
I still haven't washed it, nor will I.
Since the last show we did, I had to wipe.
You broke down, huh?
No, only the windshields.
Okay.
Only the windshields.
That I can support.
Yeah, because, you know, they really
you gotta
get
see.
Dusty.
You got to be able to see.
Yeah, you got to be able to see, especially when the sun's out, you know, because then and it shines in your windshield. Then you know how dusty. And I learned something really cool. Oh, and why are we just fruiting around? Well, because I'm so excited to be back. You know, we are just going to chat for a while. But it's because we have an extra Sunday this month. This is the fourth Sunday of a five-Sunday month. So next week is Shelter Rescue Sanctuary month. So this is just a bonus show. And ordinarily on a bonus show, I would book some fabulous guest. But you get me, because I'm just so excited to be here. And I knew I wouldn't be able to stuff a sock in my mouth and shut up, because I've been quiet for 3 weeks. So I've got so much to talk about. It's like, poof.
We booked ourselves.
Yeah.
For today.
We did. And boy, but I got all kinds of stuff. And we'll get to all of that. But first, I got to tell you about this really cool tip, because if I didn't figure this out, I went to get the gas station to fill up my car. That's not the tip. But anyway, while I was there, someone else in another car, you know, pulled up to the pump next to me. And, you know, I was griping about, you know, the car's getting dusty and all of that and having to wash the windshields because the sun, we're not used to having the sun and it shining in the windshield. And I've been thinking, oh, man, but it's not just on the outside of the windshield. It's on the inside, too. But somehow in my mind, cleaning the inside of the glass of the car was like a really big deal and something you save for when you really wash the car good.
When company's coming.
Yeah, and you wash the glass inside and out. But so I'm filling up my car at the gas station, and this guy comes in and is filling up his car. And then all of a sudden, you know, he washes the outside of his windshields, you know, with the squeegee dingy that you get out of the bucket of water and stuff. And then... He gets inside his car and he uses the squeegee on the inside of the car. You know, with a little paper. And I was like, ding, 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 ding. Jeez, could have had a V8 on this one. That never occurred to me. Kathy's confused.
And that's not hard to do.
Well,
confuse me. But doesn't he get water and stuff
all
over the inside?
Well, you know, when you stick the squeegee and when you put that in the bucket, you know, when you pull it out, you let it drip off of it. But then you get yourself a paper towel out of the container. Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then when you squeegee, you know, you sponge across the glass. When you turn the squeegee over and you squeegee it across, then you wipe the blade with the towel before you squeegee the window again. Okay. I learned that from Gant.
That is true.
Okay. You know, that keeps you from getting the drippy drippies and all of that kind of stuff. Now, because I drive a Mini, not quite as large a windshield as the other guy had, but it really made it a whole lot easier. So I just took a couple paper towels in and used that squeegee. And then in like 2 seconds, it's like, voila. My window's clean. But anyway, I was so excited that before I actually did that, I walked over to the guy and said, wow, that's the coolest idea. I had no clue. And he said, yeah, well, my dad was really a clean car freak. I learned it from my dad. And so I was like, hey, thank your dad for me. This is like cool. So like that's my tip for the day so far. I might have more as the show goes on, but that's my first tip of the day is use that squeegee and paper towels, and that makes it easier to clean the inside of the glass in your car.
Well, that's very valuable if you have a dog.
Yeah.
Those little nose marks all over.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. But it works really well. So
thank you.
Mm-hmm, you're welcome. Let's see. So, okay, let's get back on track here. We're all here. I think we told you that. We're excited. It's been 3 whole weeks. And woohoo, this is an extra bonus Sunday. So what are we doing? Well, since it's a bonus Sunday and we're here, it's technically a behavior training and healing Sunday with Martha. So that, for any of you that don't know, if you've just tuned in, and who is this nutcase on the air? Well, that would be me. And I'm really not that nut. Well, I can be, but we're just having a good time. But I am an animal behavior therapist and trainer when I'm not here. And I'm not a veterinarian, but I worked in veterinary medicine for about 20 years and do a lot of Vet Sundays over the years, and so that's why we call it Behavior Training and Healing Sunday. I can't diagnose and prescribe, but I can kind of coach. And we will get into some healing stuff because, Kathy, we had a real scare with one of your kitties here lately. And probably as close to dead as she could be.
Oh, absolutely.
As I would say, three paws, tail in the grave mm-hmm, already. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But she is alive and recovering and doing well.
Yeah.
And
yeah. She has her ups and downs.
Yeah, she's not fully out of the woods yet. Well, yeah, I mean, but she's doing really well.
Yeah, she's back to being her little old bossy pants.
And I bet.
Running and chasing everybody around.
Yep. Yep. And the diagnosis was grave. And this is a kitty that I understand now. Squeaky is Kathy's kitty's name. She's only 7 years old.
Right.
And so, you know, she's just prime age. But as you've told me the story, that she has been kind of an infirmed on and off kitty most of her life, that she seemed to be very sensitive. And when she got stressed, she'd get sick.
Right.
Well, hindsight being 20/20, we understand that now because she just tanked a lot of weight and really crashed. And Kathy took her in. It took some time to diagnose what was going on with her. But she was diagnosed with FIP.
Right.
Which is feline infectious peritonitis, for any of you that don't know, which is kind of one of those, it's viral. Sometimes it's classified in the kind of the autoimmune sort of stuff. But in that same group with feline leukemia and AIDS, of the really awful stuff, and when they succumb to the viruses, it in most cases is considered fatal. In fact, Kathy was sure Squeaky was going to die. And even though the vet, great holistic vet, by the way, and even though vet was treating and doing everything possibly could, actually had you start to prepare, actually told you to call the vets to make the appointment.
Right,
home euthanasia.
Right. Yeah.
And so she wanted you to be prepared because she mm-hmm. thought she was going to go anytime.
Yeah, they had talked about, okay, Kathy, Friday, be prepared for Friday. You know, mm-hmm. I just remember the word Friday coming out.
Yeah,
and I just cried a bucket of tears for a week.
Yeah, and then she asked Aunt Martha for some help. So what do you think I said?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think I had been saying from the beginning?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It was Plechner's. Check out Plechner's.
Yeah. So the good news is that went all down in this 3-week period that we've been gone. And that critical part when we thought she was dead and vet was saying, be prepared, have a vet ready to come on Friday. That was like 2 weeks ago, would you say?
Yeah, I'd say about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
And Squeaky's still here.
Yeah.
Squeaky is getting better. She's gained a pound and a half so.
It was in a week.
She's holding her fluids.
A little over a pound.
She's mm-hmm. holding her fluids better. She's eating. Kathy's telling me that she was chasing the other cats and taking over her boss role yesterday, which she hasn't done for 2 weeks. Woohoo!
I know.
And guess what? So that's just a teaser. If you want to know, we'll tell you the whole story. As time goes by and when we get to that. But I wanted you to know that we have one of those, we hope will end up being one of those total miracle stories.
But, you know, I really have to say a lot for the vet that helped.
Oh, absolutely.
Because she's a, what would you call her, naturopath?
A holistic veterinarian.
Yeah. And we've got so many good vitamins and things going into
build homeopathics and all that stuff, dealing with all of the symptoms. But even so, mm-hmm. she still was signing her death certificate.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you address the underlying problem, which is the endocrine immune imbalance we know as Plechner syndrome. And when you start to stabilize the endocrine immune system, everything else works better. And that appears to be what's happening. So we're really, really excited. And we're going to ask you all to participate in the healing process. At least I am, sending prayers and healing and Reiki and all that good stuff to Squeaky Kitty that belongs to Kathy. And like I said, we'll give you more details in terms of exactly how this all shook out
and what was involved. So, you know, but the good news is that Squeaks is still with us, and she's getting better and better, and we're all really, really excited about it.
Yes.
So, all right, we'll come back to that.
Thank you, Martha.
Oh,
you have been such a great support. Really great.
That's what I'm here for. That's what I do, you know? And it was a pleasure to be able to help you. And Squeaky.
Yeah.
Oh, and you're going to love the G-Man part. G-Man helped her turn the corner, and you're going to love that story. Yeah, you know, G-Man is my big a blue Abyssinian, almost 16, who's got, you know, has been thinking about, you know, leaving his body for quite some time here, and it's been up and down. Well, he's had a lot going on in this last three weeks, too, but we had to engage his help with Squeaky, and it's made a huge difference. And now Squeaky's in love with G. Anyway, well so get out that doo-doo-doo-doo, woo-woo-woo-woo. Not yet, but just have it ready, Mike, because that's the woo-woo part of the story. Okay, let's see. Where are we? And so today, anyway, it is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. So we'll have open phone lines throughout the show. So if you have a behavior training or healing question or need help with your animal friends, phone lines will be open throughout the show, so you can interrupt anytime. And I do my very best to allow your phone calls to take priority. I will give you the phone numbers in just a moment, because I want to also tell you that I'm delighted to say that our wonderful, generous sponsors, Designing Health, makers of Missing Link, are still being wonderful and generous. And so we're still doing our Designing Health Missing Link giveaway. So at some time during the show, you will hear me do the Missing Link commercial, and at the end of that, I will give you the Missing Link word of the day. That will be your clue or cue to pick up the phone and call us. And remember that we don't have quick on the draw listeners. So you don't have, if you're thinking, oh, no reason to pick up the phone and the call because somebody else will beat me to it, you just got to understand that it's Sunday morning and everybody's thinking that. Okay, so pick up your phone and call. Chances are you will get in and be able to win. And you have the choice of Missing Link being the phenomenal supplement that's human grade, all whole natural raw food sources, and is full of fiber and the omega 3 and 6 oils for the skin and coat. And you can get, there's two formulas for dogs: skin and coat, hip and joint. There's the ultimate cat formula, and if you have birds, there's a bird formula, and you can win the bird formula. So you can choose any one of those formulas. Now, so I'm going to give you phone numbers. Jot them down so that you are prepared when you hear the Missing Link word of the day to give us a call. But also, if you have a behavior training or healing question, you can interrupt at any time. So here you go. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527, and toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. Now, anytime during the show, you can shoot us an email that we will get here in the studio if you use the live email address. And it's pretty simple. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Use that. We will get it, and we can address your question or comment on the air. You can't win the contest that way, but you can communicate with us that way. And by the way, did you hear me say it's that time of year again? Mr. and Mrs. KKNW are trying to find out who you are and what you listen to and what you want. So if you please chime in. And of course, you have to say that you listen to Animal World. That's important.
At the very least.
At the very least, yeah. Take the survey and say that you listen to Animal World. So you go to www.1150kknw.com. You can get there by going to marthanorwalk.com and click on the Listen Live link, and that will take you to the homepage of 1150kknw.com. And you can also go to marthanorwalk.com, and on the homepage, the call-in numbers are right there for you. So if you didn't write down the call-in numbers and you need them, you can get those. So how easy is that? No excuses now. And by the way, when you fill out the survey, you can opt into the contest, which is for this year, a trip for two to the majestic Victoria, BC, including transportation, lodging, and applicable taxes.
That's a pretty sweet deal.
Well, and I love going to Victoria.
I'd do that.
I would do that, too. I haven't done it for many years, but...
Neither have I. How come? Why is that? It's a beautiful place to go, and nobody goes.
Well, excuse me, and have, like, high tea at the Empress Hotel. That's, like, very cool. And then my favorite thing to do in Victoria, although I haven't done it at this time of year. I think I've always been there in the spring or the summer. Anybody know what my favorite thing is?
Bush Gardens?
Flowers?
Bouchard's Garden.
Oh, man. That place is spectacular. Woo. Spectacular. And I'm sure it's lovely in the fall as well, but I haven't seen it in the fall. But that's my favorite thing. So anyway, you can win a trip.
Yeah.
I can't win a trip.
No. But I should point out that the survey ends, I believe it's October 8th. So you have time, but you don't want to waste too much time. Because we really do need your feedback.
You can do it through October 7th.
That's right.
Which is a Sunday. 7th. Because it says the lucky person's name will be drawn on Monday, October 8th. So you got to do this by... But don't wait till then. Do it like right now.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't because you're doing the show. But
well, I can't.
Yeah.
They would reject my input. But the feedback is really important. It really helps the station and all the shows and the host sort of get a sense of what they're doing and what people like or perhaps what they don't like.
Yeah.
Your feedback is critical.
Yeah.
And much appreciated.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Question. Yes? Are we eligible to apply for that?
You can fill out the survey, but I don't think you can win the contest.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, cuz they always have those,
friends and family.
They'd say we were cheating. Somebody could. But
that's understandable.
But this year, for the first time, you can opt in. You have to opt into the contest, and they haven't had that before. That's probably the reason, because they want everybody, all the show hosts, opting into the. I don't know, but I'm just surmising.
Yeah,
okay.
Mrs. and Mr. KKNW move in mysterious ways.
Well, yeah, but they've cracked down from time to time.
They do,
because we have to follow the rules. We are an official radio station. You can get in trouble if you don't.
The benevolent dictators.
Yeah, so we blame everything on them, but really they're only doing they're supposed to do. Well, and Gary, yeah.
We haven't mentioned Gary's name in a long time.
We haven't.
I wonder how he's doing.
Hi, Gary.
Yeah, hi, Gary. Well, you were the last one to talk to
him. That's true. I had lunch with him, I think early spring. I know it was this year.
Long ago?
Yeah.
Oh,
but it could have been January, February. I can't remember.
I thought about him a lot. When, what was the Mariners, didn't they pitch a perfect game?
There was a perfect game.
Wasn't a oops at the end that really should have been called the other thing. See, I do pay attention.
You do. I'm impressed.
But they actually did pitch a real perfect game.
It was legitimate.
And I can imagine that he was probably just jumping out of his skin at that point. So I thought, and I send him light and I pray for him every day. So I connect on another level with him all the time. He's still I consider him part of my family or our family.
Absolutely.
That's why we can still blame him for stuff. So anyway, if anybody knows Gary, tell him to call us.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Call us. Let us know how he's doing. He might be doing some sports stuff.
He usually is. This time of year, he's pretty
busy. Or chasing kids around the house, because they're getting old enough probably to do that. Well, anyway, let's... I have to go back to Missing Link, because I have a hot new thing to tell you guys. Because remember, the last show that we did, for crying out loud. The first Sunday of October, I got to welcome back, after a long absence, the father of Missing Link, Dr. Bob Collette. We're the veterinarian that created Missing Link. And it was so fun to have him on the air. I just adore him, and all our regular listeners have adored him for years. And we were talking about how... when Missing Link first came out, because it was so good with the fiber and especially the omega-3 and 6 oils, we were all taking the dog formula and then the vegetarian formula when they came out with that. And then eventually they made human formulas. And then he told us the story of how, the wonderful powers that be said they couldn't make the human Missing Link without doing a whole new line just for the human, even though it was human-grade products in the animal and yada yada. So they had to stop making the human products. Well, the bottom line is I took Missing Link for many years and kind of got out of the habit of doing that when they stopped the human formulas. And I hadn't really thought about it until 3 weeks ago when I realized that, shoot, you know, ever since I haven't been taking the Missing Link, I know I'm not getting enough fiber in my diet. And I really know that I'm not getting enough omega-3 and 6 oils because I just don't take enough supplement. And it's not, you have to, it's really better if you get it from whole raw food sources. And I just don't eat a lot. I mean, I forget to eat, actually, is part of the problem. And I'm getting old enough that you know, I can see a deterioration in my skin. And if you don't want wrinkles and you don't want your skin to deteriorate, the key to that is healthy omega-3 and 6 oils go in, not on, your body. You know, on is nice, but it's got to go in. So after the reminder, you know, doctor was talking to Dr. Bob, and he was saying, well, yeah, that a lot of his clients, a lot of people he knows still take the animal missing link, but he recommended the equine missing link if you were going to take it as a human, because it's got apple in it, so it's tastes a little better than the other. So anyway, good old Dr. Bob, you know what he did? He sent me, because I said I got to start taking it again. So I have equine missing link, and I have started taking it. And I'll tell you what, I already feel a better. I'm already seeing a difference in my skin. Okay.
Wow.
And I'm taking two or three, well, because Dr. Bob said you could take anywhere from one or two tablespoons a day. So I'm taking like two to three. And I actually look forward to it. I actually like it. Now I don't know. I crave it, actually. And my cats kind of go nuts when I get it out. And it's like, because I know my body needs it. And it's a powder. You keep it, the equine comes in a big 5-pound bag, and you keep it in the refrigerator once you open it. And it's powdered form. But you can put it in, anything that's not hot, because if you put it in hot, it destroys the oils. So you can put it like in smoothie drinks or a glass of juice or even water. Now, Aji started taking, what are you taking, the dog or the cat formula? Because what have you got at home?
The one I have is the new wellness formula.
Oh, the wellness formula. So that's a vegetarian formula.
Mm-hmm, that's good for anything.
And you've been just mixing it in a glass of water.
Mm-hmm. Today I put it on my cereal.
Yeah, you put it on your cereal. In salads. Like I said, and you can put it in yogurt, anything that's cold, that's not hot. I had forgotten what I learned when I used to take it, is that it's kind of mysterious in the way that when liquid contacts it, it kind of just disappears. So
I agree with that.
I just take it by the spoonful and put it in my mouth and take a drink of water, and it's like it just disappears and I swallow it. And I actually, like I said, I crave it now. I'm looking for it. So anyway, I'm excited. And now, so I got some horse fur, so Aji doesn't have to use her animal's missing link, that she can have her own horse.
Thank you.
And if Kathy and Mike want to try it, I haven't found out from them if they really want to do it, because I'm not giving it to you if you don't really want to do it.
Oh, I want to do it. Yeah.
No, so if Kathy wants
I'll
to do it.
I'll share a little bit with you.
Mike probably wants us to do it for a while first before. Yeah, see, I told you. See, you know. Oh. Well, that's all right. See, then, but
I'll learn from your experiences.
Well, that's cool, because I don't want to give you anybody any more than. All right, so I've already started taking it. Well, Aji's going to switch from the well blend to the horse, because give her a bag, and we'll give Kathy a bag, and then we'll just laugh at Mike's wrinkles. How about that? He didn't have
we'll
that many.
We'll sneak it into his yogurt.
Well,
see how that works.
I don't know. I protect my yogurt. It's pretty important stuff. It's good
so
for
anyway,
you too.
I'm just telling y'all, if you haven't started taking, if you know you need more healthy oils, omega 3 and 6, 9 in your diet, and if you know you're not getting enough, and if you're not getting enough fiber, Missing Link is the way to go. So, and you can get you can just go to the Animal World website. There's a link on the homepage to Designing Health. That's who makes it. You can go right to their website, and you can just order the equine. It comes in a 5-pound bag. I mean, because it's for horses, so it comes in a bigger bag, so it'll last you like forever, for a long time. And you can just order it. Take it. So anyway, you can't win the equine missing link because I don't have an okay from them on that. But I just wanted to share with you that we're getting healthier.
May I add a little bit about my experience with it?
Absolutely.
Of course, first I was giving it to Mountain Jasper. And
that's your kitty?
Yeah, and he's been a little flaky about his food this summer. Mm-hmm. So I just started putting in little tiny, tiny bits.
That's
and
the way to do
he
it.
Was, he was doing okay with it. And, you know, cats are kind of slow with that new stuff sometimes. So, and then I started, because he was being flaky about his food, I would mix it in a portion of his food and have him eat that first and then give him the rest. Mm-hmm. And he seemed to even eat the first dab with it in faster than his regular food.
Oh.
And then somewhere in there I started doing it, and I just threw it in a cup of water to get it down. I was thinking, oh, medicine. It actually goes down easier than plain water does. There is something about the texture of it that's really pleasant, and the taste is extremely mild. And I'm glad it does have a lot of flax. Usually I find taking, you know, the doses of flax that you grind, it's kind of got a very noticeable taste, that this is much milder. So I'm doing okay with it, and Kitty's doing fine with it.
Excellent. Very good. All right, so there you go on that. And my goodness, will you just look at the time. My, how time flies when you're having a good time. And we've talked way through the first half hour. There's a good thing this is a 3-hour show, isn't it? It just goes. I don't know how people get everything they want to do in an hour show. It just doesn't work. All right, so let's take care of the most important part of the show, which is our advertisers and sponsors, because, of course, without them, there's no us. So please listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, and we will continue more Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with Martha straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And October 7th, that would be Sunday, you can even find me there. So make sure you mark your calendars. Our annual live broadcast at Jones & Company Pets for their annual blowout sale. Real fun. I hope to see you there. Give them a call at 360-658-7857. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Call karma specialist and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Psychic medium Robin Alexis helps countless people to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Thursdays at 8 p.m. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? you running on the show. You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information. Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, flower essences, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 206-463-1425. That's 206-463-1425. Or check them out on Facebook.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Interest rates are low, and you're considering refinancing. But where do you go? You want an experienced lender and a reputable company. Someone who offers VA, FHA, conventional, investment, and reverse mortgages. You want a mortgage lender who works with 65 different investors and someone who shares your values, someone you can trust. That someone is Margaret Peggy Kaler, Senior Loan Officer at Cornerstone Home Lending Incorporated. Call Peggy at 206-947-0615 or visit PeggyKaler.com. It's a smart move. NMLS number 393352 and WA-CL 803075.
Hello, I'm Eric Crema, Operations Manager for Alternative Talk 1150. We value your opinion and invite you to 1150kknw.com. That's 1150kknw.com to fill out the 2012 KKNW Listener Survey. Your responses help us shape KKNW to your listening needs. Just by filling out the survey, you'll be entered to win a trip for two to beautiful Victoria, BC. Complete contest details and your opportunity to help shape this station can be found at 1150kknw.com.
Get current weather, traffic, and news. Visit 1150kknw.com and stay informed with Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all. Martha Norwalk, and I'm delighted to be here, and I'm delighted you're there. And I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And, man, have we been having a jabberfest. It's like we haven't seen each other in 3 weeks here, and so we've just been blabbering away.
Well, a lot to get caught up on.
There is, and a lot of planning to go on because we are planning for our big live remote broadcast at Jones & Company Pet's big annual blowout sale on Sunday, October 7th. And it'll be the first time we've done this remote with Mike here. And what I've just learned in this last break, folks, thank goodness for Mike. because he really understands all this stuff. So,
or at least I say I do.
Well, you sure talk a good story, boy. I'll tell you what.
I've been through the remote wars. I know how it works, and I know when it hits the fan, I know what to do.
Yeah.
But as we discussed, the only problem with that is I'll be here, and you'll be there.
Yeah, I wonder is there any way we can have you both places at the same time?
Let me see. I could send my alter ego, but you wouldn't like that.
And the only other thing I could think of, gosh, is get Gary come in here to do your thing, and
there
then
you
come with us.
That's a great idea.
Now, what do you think about that?
Let's call Gary right now.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be, that would be fun, wouldn't it? Because Gary knows how to do what you're doing there.
That's true.
And I think you could probably do a better job with us than anybody else. I mean, and that's, okay.
No, our crack engineering team is on it.
Yeah. Well, it's a show you don't want to miss, folks, because...
I'm not going to miss it, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I hope you better not.
Of course, that'll be the day I oversleep, which is always my worst fear, right? It's like...
Knock on wood.
We all know we're not morning people, and I'm certainly not a morning person, but I haven't missed a... I haven't missed a day yet. I haven't missed a show.
No,
which is pretty good.
Yeah. I've only missed them intentionally, and I didn't sleep much. I was excited to get back here. Well, why? Let's see. There's so much stuff to talk about. Well, so part of it is, you know, what the heck have I been doing? Why was I gone for 2 weeks? And okay. Well, let's see. I'm timing out here because I tell you phone calls take priority, and I guess Aj, you just got to call somebody. You want to order Equine Missing Link. How good is that? Okay, I'll give you the number. For Designing Health is the company, and you can do it online at www.designinghealth.com for you computer people, and if you like to order online, designinghealth.com. Remember, we're ordering Equine Missing Link to take ourselves. Woohoo! And I'm loving it. Aji's loving it. We're going to get Kathy going on it. And if you want to call them and say, we're joining the Humans Taking Equine Missing Link in the Martha Party, you call Designing Health 800-774-7387. 800-774-7387. And we are taking the Equine Missing Link. And like I said, the smallest bag it comes in is a 5-pound bag. That's huge. Huge Ola, so it'll last you a long time. And I simply think you cannot take too much of it. But Dr. Bob recommended 1 or 2 tablespoons a day. I'm taking at least 2 or 3 a day because I think you need to, especially if you've been lacking on the healthy oils and fats in your system. You know, you need to bulk up on that stuff. And I'll tell you what, I don't know how I let myself get off of it, but when I saw an immediate difference in my skin when I used to take it before, and I just can't tell you enough. It's just good. Okay, let's see. What else? The last 3 weeks. Well, the reason I wasn't here, in case any of you know, is that I now take the third Sunday of every month off because of my commitment to my spiritual practices and going to temple, the Ananda Temple, in Sunday. I want to do it once a month, and so I figure after 18 plus years, you know, I can take a Sunday off. Besides, with Kevin and Kim, who do such a wonderful job of doing the show and are so popular, then that just kind of works out. Well, the second Sunday of this month, September, was a special Sunday because the founder and creator of the Ananda Church of Self-Realization and the Ananda Communities, Swamiji Kriyananda, was coming to town. And I had never been in his presence before or met him. And he's 86 years old, and who knows if there was going to be another opportunity. And there were all kinds of special functions and deals going on. And I took that an extra Sunday off in order to participate in everything that was going on surrounding his visit. And I just got to tell you, it was so special. It was really, really, really phenomenal. And rather than changing the Sunday that Kevin and Kim were in, I decided to leave them doing their third Sunday and have them additionally do the second, because I know a lot of listeners really like Kim and being able to call in and see what their animal friends are thinking and or talking to dead people or whatever they want to do with Kim. And so I didn't want to throw off that schedule. So that's why they did too. And that's why I'm so excited to be here, because I've never in 18 and a half years, I've never been off 2 weeks in a row. And I've only been taking 1 week off for this last almost a year now. But I mean, never mind. Anyway, so that's why I took the time off, and it was wonderful. And happy fall equinox, everybody. I was last night at the fall equinox celebration at Ananda Temple in Bothell. And if you guys didn't come to that, boy, did you miss a special celebration. Really, it was quite wonderful. And my friend Krista Gibson, editor and publisher of New Spirit Journal, was the guest speaker, and she was awesome. And it was really fabulous. And then they always have food afterwards, great savories and sweets. And so it was just a wonderful evening. And so they do this, they do a special celebration for it's the fall equinox. They do it for the summer equinox. Well, there probably is one for the winter equinox. I'll have to let you know. But if you get a chance, you should come join us at the temple for these celebrations, because they're really good. And, oh, the other thing we missed last Saturday, because I wasn't here last weekend, last Saturday was Swift's Night Out in Monroe. And that is for the Vox Swifts, which are a kind of bird that migrate up and down the West Coast. And when they migrate through our area, they sleep in chimneys. They attach because they don't have a thumb, so they can't roost on branches. They hang on to stuff. And so they go into chimneys, and it's the coolest thing. So annually in the fall, while they're doing their going south migration, they spend the night in the Frank Wagner Elementary School chimney in Monroe. And so the Swift's Night Out is the annual celebration where we have a big spaghetti feed and some booze, and I'm always there for Animal World. And then everybody brings their lawn chairs and blankets and spreads out on the lawn in front of the elementary school, and we all wait. And there's a educational program in the auditorium, which is fabulous. And we all wait for the Swifts to come to go into the chimney. And this year was the best year so far that I've been going to this, because there was about 8,000 Swifts. That's a lot of birds. Now, I think the maximum number of Swifts there's ever been was like 21,000. That, I wish I'd seen that. I've got a story about them. Yes, in follow-up, there was a write-up in the Everett Herald on Friday, September 14th, the day before. And here's there's a picture there of the Swifts flying around. And there's a website. If you Google search Vox Swifts, and it's V-A-U-X apostrophe S, Vox's Swifts Monroe School, there's I think it's monroeswift.com, but I forget what the website is. But there's a website about them, and it has videos of, so you can actually see the birds doing their little funnel thing into the chimney. It's very, very cool. But what they do is they start flying into the area maybe an hour before dusk. And so they'll come and they'll circle around, and then they'll dive but not go in the chimney and then fly off. And so for about an hour, they start accumulating, and then they all get there, and so the sky is pretty black, and they're all, and they circle above, and then one goes down, and then, boom, they all start going down. But you can imagine, they can't all go into the chimney at once. So there'll be a big funnel, and they'll funnel down, and then they'll fly around, and more will funnel down. And actually, this time I paid attention, and it took a good 15 or 20 minutes for all of those thousands of birds to get into the chimney. That was very cool.
Do they just go to that one chimney, or are there other...
Yeah, Mike's got
other locations.
There's a couple others, but the Monroe School, there's a couple of YouTube videos, but I'm not finding a website for the Monroe School. But if you go to YouTube and do the search, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and if you probably, I think there's also a SwiftsNightOut.com or MonroeSwiftNightOut.com would probably, or .org, I don't know what it would be, but I know I found it easily. If I can find it easily on a search, you guys can find it too. And then they had videos because, see, they have cameras set up at the top of the chimney and inside the chimney. And so they do have videos of that. But it was very, very cool. And you just have to pay attention, mark your calendars that a Saturday next September, you really have to come. It's just way cool to experience this. And now, in the article, it said, for years, birds have returned to the chimney, which used to be for the school's furnace. But volunteers got worried when they didn't see birds coming back by late August. I think that was this year. But, you know, the weather's been weird. And they said there were about 61,000 birds counted by mid-September last year and 167,000 around the same time in 2010. They migrate from Canada to South Mexico and as far as South America. Theories for the decline include the birds possibly using another roosting spot in Cedral Woolley they found last year. So that would be another chimney in Cedral Woolley. Or a general decline in their population caused by lack of food. That would be really sad. The voxes are the smallest species of swifts in North America and are native to the North Pacific Northwest. The birds prefer hollow trees but are attracted to old chimneys because the bricks allow the swifts, you know, to cling on to the inside, the rough surface.
And I should point out that the website is MonroeSwifts.org.
Ah, there we go. MonroeSwifts.org.
Correct.
And is that the one that has the video clips and stuff on it? Yeah. I knew we'd get there eventually. MonroeSwifts.org if you want to check it out.
Right. And for more videos, just go to YouTube.
Yeah, and if you come, and if you come next year to the Swifts Night Out, they do a program in the auditorium, and it's this Swift expert from the area, and he's just a hoot and holler. He's a funny guy, but he tells the whole story, and it's very educational. It's just wonderful. So anyway, that's what I did last Saturday, and let's see, what else did I want to tell you about here? Oh, okay. I better tell you happening today. How about that? Before I forget, in case you want to get ready to cruise to the U Village, today is a Fido Fest at University Village, which includes the Walk for the Animals, which benefits the Humane Society. And so they are at the U Village today. And I'm going to look here and see if I can find my Fido Fest information, which, of course, I'm not seeing, but oh well. It's at U Village today, and they have all kinds of booze and vendors and fun stuff going on for the animals. But if you want to cruise over to the University Village in Seattle, it is Fido Fest today. All right, so did that. All right.
And those hours are 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Oh, thank you. It's so glad I have him. Isn't he wonderful?
And there's a website if you want more information. It is uvillage.com/FidoFest.
Isn't it so nice how everything just flows? We're just a good team, huh?
It's harmony.
Yeah, yeah.
Synchronicity.
Okay, well... I was going to say speaking of good things, but unfortunately, this isn't speaking of good things. This would be not good things. We have some recall stuff going on and an alert. Better get that out of the way. Last week, I know Kevin and Kim told you about it, but just a reminder, since it's a popular food, Breeder's Choice pet food recalls Avoderm, natural lamb rice, and brown rice adult dog food because of possible salmonella. Boy, we're certainly having a lot of possible salmonellas everywhere. And This is a popular food in this area. So if that's a food that you feed, you should be talking to the store you purchased it from. And it was bags, 26-pound size bags that have best before codes 28 August, 29 August, 30 August, 2013. Now, there's a new recall. This product I've also checked is also sold in our area. Okay, Cassell Associated Industries of Denver, Colorado, that is obviously the makers. They are recalling Boots and Barkley 6-count 5-inch American beef bully sticks. Now, you know, I don't recommend these things for dogs, but you guys don't always listen to me, and a lot of people feed these things to their dogs. And that's because they may contain salmonella, which can affect the animals, especially if they have endocrine immune imbalances, and humans as well. The recalled American beef bully sticks were distributed nationwide through Target retail stores from April through September of this year. So if you have bought and might have Boots and Barkley 6-count 5-inch American beef bully sticks, and you bought them at Target, those are the ones in question. And I do have codes, but they're way too long. I'm not going to give you that on the air, but you could call Aji, and if you wanted them, she could come get the sheet and give them to you, but or you can get them online. Truthaboutpetfood.com. Truthaboutpetfood.com is Susan Thixton's website, and she's got all the details on the recall. But anyway, Boots and Barkley beef bully sticks, if you bought them at Target. All right, now this one, I mean, I don't even want to tell you about it, but it just makes me sick. But I guess I really feel like you need to know. And it's a Halloween alert because of social networking stuff. This is going out through the rescue groups. But social networking is a hotspot for animal rescue, networking, and advocacy. But for many advocates, there's an anti-animal villain that emerges. And that's in the case of this mysterious poster on internet and these social networking sites, who has declared October 31st, that would be Halloween, National Kill a Pit Bull Day. Isn't that just awful? Yeah. Now, this was in the last few days. This was an announcement popped up on Tumblr, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. So, and I'm not going to read you the description of the rest of this post. It's just too disgusting in terms of what is recommended by this poster. Again, if you have a pit bull, you need to know that this has gone out, and it obviously is talking about October 31st, Halloween, but I would that whole, you know, a few days before, a few days after, and Halloween, you've just got to be really cautious about your pit bulls, and don't be leaving them outside in the yard. I wouldn't even be taking them out. I wouldn't at all. I would just be cautious. All right, let's get this yucky stuff out of the well, because the majority of stuff in the news is actually all good news. Can't wait to get all of that stuff. But this is, I put it in follow-up because I have done programming. Were any of you listening to the shows I did with Martha Jordan, who is the trumpeter swan? Okay, Aji's nodding her head. Gal, and we talked about the dangers of lead pellets, you know, from hunting, and the lead pellets get in the ground, and then the birds eat it, and it kills them. Well, the Senate has scheduled a last-minute vote going down probably Monday that would prevent the Environmental Protection Agency from protecting wildlife and people from toxic lead ammunition and fishing tackle. Bald eagles, endangered California condors, and dozens of other species in our areas, it's trumpeter swans. And we need to act now to prevent their needless deaths from becoming enshrined in law. The bill ignores the mountain of scientific evidence that lead ammunition and fishing tackle poison at least 130 animal species. It's being pushed by powerful gun lobby groups like the National Rifle Association, and it writes off the health of low-income venison donation beneficiaries and 10 million hunters and their families who will remain at risk for lead exposure. So I guess for the sake of being able to get out there and kill what you want to kill and not have to be responsible and change what you're using in terms of ammunition and so forth, they're fighting legislation that would protect, or they're actually going to try, they're going to try to legislate against the EPA being able to start legislating against toxic lead ammunition. So if you want to check, if you want to chime in and send messages, this is coming from the Center for Biological Diversity. And the website is biologicaldiversity.org. And then you search and you'll find the lead ammunition stuff there. Okay, then. Now, coming up, I've got a little more news, a little bit of news, a lot of good news. I'm going to get to what I promised you, the latest information that I have on the AVMA, American Veterinary Medical Association's official position on raw food. Also, the chicken jerky treats and so forth out of China. And that whole controversy, I've got all kinds of information on that. I've got animal TV stuff to do. And, of course, we'll have open phone lines. So if you've got behavior training or healing questions, you can always call 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.